not my wife. I think I was preaching one time and I had gum. Or doing something. I had gum, she said. I said, yes, ma'am. Okay, anyway, I don't know where we're going to go, but we'll just start and see where we go. Maybe just do one prophecy. I'm going to start with Ramon and his wife. Your wife's name? Who? Okay. Oh, Mary. Mary Loy. Mary Loy? Okay. That's easy. Ramon. I didn't ever prophesy over you before, have I? No, I never have. Amen. So I've always asked the Lord, I said, like, Lord, what would you say to Ramon? And I guess your wife had to be here just to get the full effect. Now, I want you to know, not only the hand of God is on Ramon, but the hand of God is on you. And there's a prophetic calling that's within you that God is going to develop and bring out. Now, I know maybe you don't understand it at this time, but there is a prophetic in you that God wants to develop, to bring out, to minister, and that you and him in due season will minister together. You're a part of the ministry, even though, and the Lord said that he's pleased with your servant's heart. But you're more than just a servant, which you will always serve. But there is a ministry calling upon your life. Now, here's what I saw, and I saw this about Ramon. That the Ramon has a zeal for God, a great burden to get the work of the Lord done. And so I saw often where he just ran ahead. Just ran. Woo, we're doing the work of God. Woo, we're going to do this, do that. And sometimes his zeal would get him in trouble. And one time I had a prophetic word over me that I was like I was full of zeal, and I was like a 220 plugged into a 110 socket. And then he said, you're like a wild stallion, and God is going to ride you and train you, put a bit in your mouth. Of course, I'm thinking, I bind up these words. I was like, oh. But anyway, Ramon is like the stallion that rides ahead, but I saw where you're going to be the reins that time kind of pull him in. You'll see and give him direction on things that are ahead that may slow him down or even speed him up in order to get the will of God done. In order for y'all to get the will of God done, God's going to use both of you. And so don't think you're just not a part of the ministry, but God's put you in the ministry. And so there'll be times when you'll be a voice to Vaughn, or to Ramon. And Ramon, God loves your zeal. God is pleased with your heart. And I just saw this in the spirit. Sometimes you're too hard on yourself when you make a mistake. And you kind of beat yourself up and say, oh, Lord, if I'd have just done it this way or this, that way. And then you look back and you think, and then you just kind of get more down on yourself. And the Lord says, let the Holy Spirit teach you and train you how to redeem your mistakes. Amen. So don't beat yourself up, all right? I mean, We all make mistakes. Amen. And God can redeem it. And I just saw you have a tender heart for God. And so God's going to use your heart. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me just pray over you guys real quick and seal this. You guys met each other quickly, got married quickly. It's not bad. Most of the world does that, and they did that all through the Bible. The train was moving when you married him. You jumped on. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that there is an increase. I just feel led of the Holy Spirit to pray. I thank you there is an increase. There's a period here of enjoying one another that they've not been able to do. There's a period here of rest coming that they've not been able to do. I thank you, Father, for increased intimacy of soul and spirit, increased feeling connected with each other. And that I just, in Jesus' name, I just speak over this ministry. It's not just a marriage to do stuff. It is a marriage to be enjoyed. And that it, and I thank you that it is growing and growing and growing. And being precious to each other's heart is just going to become just something you cannot imagine now. An appreciation that you cannot imagine now. And I thank you for this couple, and I thank you for their kids. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just pray for a minute. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I believe there's several in here that are going through different challenges, different changes. I don't know who you are, but I feel like the Lord says, with and even some battles that you're facing, circumstances you're going through. Amen. And the Lord says, you're going through. Say, I'm going through. Amen. But in this atmosphere that we have here, that the Lord's created tonight, the Lord says to get direction, to know the will of God, to even get some battle plans, that you're going to have to kind of separate yourself and listen. This kind of atmosphere, that you've got to pull yourself aside, and then when it gets quiet, may need to put on some worship music, whatever, but you need to kind of clear out your mind. And then when it's like, when you just sense, now Lord, speak, just show me. And here's what I found out about God. He speaks to us in the way we need to hear him. And so the Lord says, pull aside. Get to that secret place, that quiet place in me. And know that I, the Lord your God, will speak what you need to hear. And the Lord says, don't have an agenda. But come with hands wide open, saying, Lord, your will be done and not mine. Now, some of you just need some peace about a situation that's going on. some sort of family thing that's happening. Co-worker, child, and you just almost like lost your peace. You know, it's hard to minister or to talk, or when you get all, you know, when every time you see him, you just get. Burr. So the Lord says he wants to impart peace. That when you talk, you'll talk out of a spirit of peace. But you find that in the quiet place. You find that in the secret place. So Lord, what the Lord's doing tonight, he's giving us an example. He's showing us, yeah. Here's what it is. Here's the atmosphere that you need to get in. It may take some time to get there, but you can get there. You know, you may be struggling with someone. You say, Lord, I just need the love of God to show them more love. Here's the atmosphere you need. See, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God into our hearts. I don't know who it is, but somebody's ankle did something to it, or I don't know what the deal is, but God's healing your ankle. Just receive that. Say, Lord, I just receive a healing in my ankle. Amen. That's for me. I receive it. So, Lord, we just praise you, God. Thank you for giving us an example tonight of what you want. Those times to find that secret place, Lord. That quiet place in you to where we can hear. And let me just say this. One night I was struggling with some things, and so I went in and began to pray. Got kind of quiet, and then felt to read a book. It was Kenneth Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions, and I thought I had the book. So I'm like, okay. So I go to my place where I have all my books, went through them, no book. Doggone it. So then I'm like, Lord, what do I do? So I went on the internet, and I began to look, well, if I got it through this, I could pay this much. And for whatever reason, I felt like I was supposed to keep looking. So I looked, and there it said, Kenneth Hagin, I Believe in Visions. I hit it, and it was a free download PDF file that you just clicked it there, and you would get the whole book for free. I'm like, boop, clicked it, and then I began to read it, and then scroll to the one part, and when I did, God spoke to me through this one. Just, it was like, oh, thank you. And then I said, oh, Lord, I see what I've been doing wrong. Oof. And so I corrected myself. Amen. And the Lord helped me. So it may be when you're looking for direction, and I feel like, how many's looking for direction? Say, Lord, I need direction. Amen. And so it may be that the Lord would take you somewhere you didn't expect to go. Okay, I didn't expect to go to, you know, I was like, Lord, I'm not hearing much. What do you mean, Kenneth Hagin? So just be open to whatever the Lord leads you to do. Just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this atmosphere. All right, just with a show of hands, how many's having problems sleeping at night? For whatever reason, you're just being, amen. I'm going to take authority over it. What the enemy's trying to do, we're going to cancel his plans, his assignments, and you'll find yourself. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I thank you that you said you would give your beloved sleep, and I'm your beloved. So I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest in you. And I can assure you that God will give you sleep, good sleep. So Father, in the name of Jesus, now let me say this, you may have to go to the quiet place first to get the good sleep. Oh, that's funny. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. Because see, I see like there's some people where your minds are like just pressures, worries, things that come against your mind that want to rob because of the things that you think about. Hey man, let me ask you this question. How many's ever worried before? See, you know how to meditate. Amen. Meditation is just worry on the wrong thing. When you worry, it's meditating on the wrong thing. So you know how to meditate. So you just meditate on the things of God. Before you go to sleep, just, Lord, I thank you. And just begin to, whatever you want to say to him. And so what I'm doing is I'm going to break the assignment in the name of Jesus of the enemy that would keep your beloved awake and tossing and turning, Lord, to where sleep, their sleep, God's sleep, is taken away from them. Now, however you need to do it, just hold out your hand or whatever, how you receive from God, whatever way you do it, just say, Lord, I receive sleep. I receive sleep in the name of Jesus. There it is. There's the anointing right there. He is. Father, too, I take authority over any spirit of fear that would come in, even in the night. Lord, I break the assignment. Every demonic force, God, their assignment is broken over your beloved people, Lord. Yes, God, over your beloved. They are your beloved. James, with all the different changes that's been happening and happening in you, through you, to you, different things that's been going on, I just want you to know that the Lord has not forgot the purposes that he has for you and the call of God that's upon your life. And sometimes you feel like you know how you used to play kick the can and kind of get kicked aside? God has not kicked you aside, but there is this thing that God's doing in you, an intimacy with him that you're grabbing hold on, that you find that he is the vine and you're the branch, and apart from him, you can do nothing. And so God is going to take you even into a deeper place in him. So out of that is going to begin to spring even some new things that God has prepared. For God knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So God says you have a future in him. So the Lord says, you're not forgotten, but he knows the plans. He knows the place. He knows the things that are ahead. So, Father, I thank you for the anointing on James. And I thank you for his heart. He's got a big heart, God. Lord, he sees the down and outers. Lord, he sees those, God. Ooh, Jesus. He sees those that are hurting. Lord, he wants to do more. He wants to help more. Lord, I thank you that you're going to show him just how to do that, God. Amen. And Lord, even vision that he feels like sometimes he may not be able to fulfill. And the Lord says, son, you'll fulfill every dream and the things that I placed in your heart, the Lord says you'll fulfill them in Jesus' name. So the Lord says rest. Amen. There is a rest in God. Amen. There's a rest in God. And Jesus will fulfill the promises that he's given to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you know, just knowing me, you have to walk in forgiveness, right? I forgot your name. Tiffany. See, I should know that. Amen. So, Tiffany. You know, Tiffany, the Lord says he doesn't want you to measure yourself or measure your growth or, you know, go through that, Lord. And because the Lord is, when I came in and sat down, I just saw there's been a growth on you, that you've grown up and you matured in God. But sometimes you're not too convinced of that. You're not, it's like sometimes the enemy would like to beat you up. And the Lord says, don't allow the enemy to beat you up, but know that you're my beloved and know that you're in me and I'm in you and I'm growing you at the pace I want. That's a good word right there. Lord, I receive that. The Father says he's growing you at the pace he wants. And I just want you to remember this, Tiffany. It's not all the things that you do. It's how close you grow to him. And you have a heart for that. And the Lord says, come to me in that new and living way through the blood of Jesus. Because I saw God expressing himself to you in different ways, in different forms. And that the Lord is going to show you his glory. And the Lord says, let this be your prayer. Lord, show me your face. In fact, if you'll do a little Bible study and just look how many people in the Word said, God, show me your face. It's quite a lot. I looked it up. And the Lord says he wants to show his face to you. See, in the face of Jesus is the very glory of God. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. So the Lord's going to show you more because you ask and your heart is for him. And so don't you worry about the growth. Let him worry about that. You just grow up in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, that felt good. Get one of them. Well, I'm not sure if I'm done or not. I don't know. Y'all love Jesus? Amen. I sure do. Amen. He's good to me. All right, we'll pick on maybe one more and quit. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, what this young man back here, what's his name? Who? Joseph, really? Joseph. How old? Joseph. How old are you? 19? You're a good man. Be here out on a Saturday night. It's a good man. There is leadership potential in you. And really, the season that you're in, and sometimes it may be a little confusing, like, Lord, I'm not quite sure where I'm at, what I'm doing. I'm not quite sure what's going on. But rest assured that God knows and that he's placing. There's two things that I see that's happening in your life, Joseph. One is that you're in the school of the Holy Spirit and you're learning how to operate in His presence. And it's not the easiest thing to be acquainted with the Holy Spirit and to know how He moves in His ways. You know, it's going to take us a lifetime, and then I'm sure in eternity we'll learn more and more and more, and it'll be, you know, but you're in the school of the Holy Spirit, and that's a good thing because you're learning about the things of God. And then two, He's creating you in you a heart after God. And sometimes you get so hungry and you just don't know what to do. That's why you're in the school of the Holy Spirit, because He'll lead you and guide you what to do so that you can get some answers and some directions for your life. Okay, right now you've been looking for some answers and for some direction in your life. And God says He has that. But here's the thing. Sometimes God hides that. And what He's wanting is us to seek after Him. And then in seeking after Him, He'll show it. Okay? So know that as you seek, and as He develops, as you're in the school of the Holy Spirit, and as you have this heart after Him, that plans will begin to unfold. And then there's going to be some other people. There'll be confirmation. That's the word. You're going to be feeling something, and people will confirm that what you said was, or what you felt, or what the leading you felt was right. And I know this on experience, because when I first started prophesying, sometimes I felt like I was really right on, and sometimes I was like, I think I'm guessing here. And when you're guessing, you know, you get very uncomfortable, because I don't want to be stoned, you know, being a false prophet. But anyway, but every time I would just go with what I felt like the Lord said, that person or something would happen where somebody would say, that was right on. And I'd be like, or no, I'd really go, I know that. You know, hello. But I was inside, I was like, thank you, Jesus. In fact, one time a guy was going to tell me that I was going to hide from him because I thought I'd really missed it. I was going to kind of run from him, but he kept calling my name. So I said, well, might as well go get beat up, you know. So, but it was right on. So I feel like the Lord's going to do the same. There's going to be confirmation. And if, even if you're maybe doubting, it doesn't ever hurt to ask someone, was that, you know, here's what I'm feeling, you feel like, and get confirmation. You know, that's why I got Craig and other people around me, that when I'm like, Lord, I feel this, but. So I just say, what do y'all feel? And they'll say, yeah, that's a compliment. I feel like good about it. So amen. I think I'll wait on you tomorrow. Okay, I think I'm done.
Well, before we go, what is this deal about hiding things? I'm talking to them. The secret place is a big deal. Why couldn't God just tell Tom what was in the PDF instead of making him look for the book, figure out how to buy the book, find the PDF, and then read it? I don't know, but He does that a lot. Proverbs 25:2 says this, it is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. Revelation says we're kings and priests under Him. Why doesn't He just reveal everything? I don't know, but biblically He will hide things to see if you will go seek them out. And there's something in that process that teaches us how to be a king and how to walk through life. And to see if we really want to hear His voice and if we value it. And it's in that small things. I was sharing with somebody recently some of the greatest lessons I've learned on how to be a leader, how to understand what God was doing in my life, is I've had to go to other countries. I've been a blessing in other countries, I believe, most of the time anyway. But almost every time I left with some valuable lesson, paid thousands of dollars to get there, that why didn't it just happen here? I don't know. He just does that. Take you halfway around the world or take you halfway across trying to find a book. That he likes to conceal these things to see if we'll follow his voice. And then when we get those things, we value them. And it's put into context and we understand them. There's been many times I've left here and gone and done whatever. And each of you's got your own stories. They come back, well, it was good, yeah. Was ministry good, yeah. You know, I said, I don't know if it blessed them, but I went because I needed something. And he just does that all the time. And so it's the goal, it's God's privilege to conceal things, and it's the king's privilege to discover them. And you're a king, and you're a lord underneath him, and you're a priest. And we have to take that effort to search out the things of God. Why does he hide them? Is he cruel? Is he mean? Does he play little games? Something in that that's a process that teaches us we're going to seek after God. And do we value those things when we've been on a treasure hunt? Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for every person here. And I just, this peace that's been here today, this stillness that's been here today, it's very strong. Thank you for the object lesson. Help us to always walk in your peace. And Father, I just bless these people and I pray you will bless them. And I pray that tonight they will hear your voice. They will sleep well. They will have encounters with you in whatever form you want to give. In Jesus' name, amen.